Star Temple podcast. I'm Soltek, speaking to you from Australia, and this is episode 29. Well, hello, and thank you for joining me. And I do hope you have enjoyed the meditations that I've included in this podcast in recent months for you to enjoy. Well, there isn't much news to share with you other than the fact that this year, 2016, marks the 10th anniversary since the manifestation of the White Star Temple. And to me, that's quite momentous. And this 10-year journey has literally been transformative for me in the way that I channel and my spiritual outlook and who I am and how I love. So in the coming months, as this year continues to progress, I'm going to share with you some special inclusions in this podcast to help celebrate this 10-year anniversary and to take a look at the impact of the temple and its outreach. So that's something to look forward to. And to begin with, I'd like to give a gift to all of my dear podcast listeners. You will have heard me speak of the temple membership area that is part of my website. And in the temple membership area, I include a huge and beautiful library of channeled meditations, transcripts of the messages from the Ascended Masters and the Angelic Realm, as well as free posters, card sets, mandalas, and even music to meditate by, and much more. I built up this resource last year, and it took a whole 12 months, and many thanks to those who actually became paid members at that time, because that enabled me to have a focus to bring this resource into fruition. It is a password-protected area. If you are genuinely drawn to these resources, if you enjoy the work that I do as a channel, if you love the meditations that I make available to you and the energies that come with these meditations, then get in touch either by email, which is melchizedekuniversity@gmail.com, and Melchizedek is spelled M-E-L-C-H-I-Z-E-D-E-K. And as soon as you get in touch and request this membership, I'll give you access to the password protected area. So I'd love to hear from many of you. I'm keen to share everything I have with you, and of course to get your feedback and to know that you're enjoying these energies and the masters, the angelic kingdom, as much as I do. So moving on, let's take a look at the recent feedback you've kindly sent me. And firstly, we hear briefly from Poppy, who resides in Alaska, and says, "Hello. Your website is wonderful, and it's inspiring to read the messages, waves of light, to you." Well, thank you, Poppy. And, you know, it's great to hear from somebody in Alaska. You know, that's almost as far away as Australia. All right, next, we're hearing from Irfan from Kenya, who says, "Your work is one of the most meaningful parts of my day. I listen to at least one meditation every day, if not twice. Please understand that you are giving the world a truly profound experience and uplifting many people's experience of their lives in such an enlightened way." Well, thank you, Irfan. That's really great, encouraging feedback. And I know that you are already a member, so thanks for your support. And next, from Eva from Australia, whom we've heard from a couple of times, but she says, "I honour and I am eternally grateful for all that you have shared with me and others through your meditations, blogs, channeling, memberships, teachings, mandalas, and all of your most beautiful, highly spiritually activating websites. Eva, thank you. That was really comprehensive, and it's great to know that you access pretty much the whole range of the presentations and the work that I do. So it's nice to know that the many, many, many hours and resources and finances I put into my outreach is actually making someone happy. And lastly, we hear from Jenny, who actually commented on my video, which was named Equation. And she says, "This is a beautiful reminder, Soltech, where trust takes over and becomes love. Thanks to you, Archangel Michael, to whom I am directly responsible." And the video Equation is indeed a look at the channeled message from Archangel Michael. And you can watch this video as well. Just go to my YouTube channel, which is Soltech Channel. Well, if you'd like to get in touch, please do. I'd love to hear from you. Well, I'm going to share with you something a little bit different. I do run and host several temple groups in my hometown of Newcastle here in Australia. One of my groups in particular incorporates a study component whereby we not only come together to meditate and commune with the masters, but one of our members kindly transcribes each week's recording, and then the following week we go through that transcription and we have a really nice discussion on the concepts that have come through. And earlier in the year, one of the ideas put forward by the Ascended Masters was that we begin to meditate from time to time in our group outdoors under the stars, under the heavens. And fortunately, where this particular group is hosted is at a property called Miriam Gardens. And this property is, I can't remember exactly how many acres, but it's at least 5 or 6 acres of land with a beautiful home on it where we come to meditate. And the unique thing of this is that this property is actually in the middle of a suburban street. And from the street, the house is set quite a distance back, which is great for meditating. And from the street, you can't quite tell how massive this property is because it's behind the house itself, where the land fans out and continues. And there's a lovely, lovely open space, which is why it is called Miriam Gardens. And then there's the Australian bush. So there's acreage upon acreage of Aussie bush in the back. So this was absolutely perfect for what the masters were suggesting we do, which is actually specific to this group, which is to go outdoors under the stars. And as the property is set well back from the street, then going out under the stars meant that we got to actually see the stars. So often in a city, of course, there's so much light pollution that it is challenging to actually see the Milky Way in all its splendour. But on this property, we didn't have the street lights close by or the car lights close by. So we had a really good view of the stars and of the moon. So over the last couple of months, we've gone under the stars probably now about 3 or 4 times. And that's been a unique experience for me as a channel, because generally I don't channel outdoors, but I feel a real connection to the heavens and always have. In my early years as a channel, I very much connected to spiritual star beings and the Ashtar Command and did a lot of service in that area. And one of the reasons was because I was so drawn to the cosmos, to the stars, and perhaps you are too. I know when I go out into the night and I turn my gaze upward, there's almost a magnetic pull. There's a part of me that just wants to be amongst the stars, that wishes to connect with the galaxies. So I'd like to share with you just some extracts from the messages that came through while we were meditating outdoors under the stars. And ordinarily, I would share the recording with you. But I guess one of the downsides of outdoor recording is that, of course, it's not the greatest quality. And I have very good mics and a very good recorder, but that means that they're sensitive. So in the original recordings of these messages, I have every single insect, rustling of the wind, every car that's driving in the distance, etc. So even though I didn't get usable recordings, they do make for great transcripts. And of course, the energy is always with the recordings, regardless. So here we go. And this is firstly from Sanat Kumara. There is a breathing to the night that differs from the day, as if like how an inhale and exhale differs, but is of the one breath. It is a different breathing. It is in fact a time of the trees, this nighttime. That which proliferates upon your world more than humanity itself, the plant kingdom, so named, of which your trees harbour the greatest sentience. The night is the time of trees. Feel the heavens above you, the earth beneath you, and the gathering trees. Everything is with you. Everything senses you, feels you, everything responds to you. You not only move through time, you move through sentience. That is important. So then, feel the sentience all about you. One of the great things about channeling the Ascended Masters in particular, and through my experience in channeling through the energy pattern that we call the temple, is that they are wonderfully descriptive and evocative with their words. And I'm sure you would agree that Sanat Kumara's words really did give us a sense of the night and how special it is. And I love how he talks about the trees, that the night is the time of the trees. And you can actually feel that. As I've been out on this property amongst the trees for meditation, you do become aware of them. And of course, they're a living, organic being, and there is a sentience to them. But somehow, of a night, they seem more present, more alive, perhaps even mystical. And it does feel like they gather, that the nighttime is their time of communion with each other. And I know in a separate meditation, there was comment that, of course, during the day, trees and most plants expend a lot of energy taking in the sunlight. But the masters also said that in the nighttime, they're still taking in the light, but they're drawing to themselves the starlight and the moonlight. Another thing that struck me hearing Sanat Kumara's words is the line that you not only move through time, you move through sentience. And that is important. And I guess that's so. Everything is sentient, and we're not simply evolving, but everything upon our world is doing the same. So let's hear some other words. And this time it's from Kuan Yin, and she briefly says, as you come into literally the night air, this enables the heightened awareness within you, and you are literally being touched by many things. There is exploration all about you as the night incorporates your presence. It is an embrace long forgotten, yet keenly felt. So more beautifully descriptive words from Kuan Yin, who led one of our outdoor meditations. And I love how she said that there is an awareness, a heightened awareness, and an exploration within the night. And when you come into meditation or just simply stillness in the night, you actually do gain a sense of this, that something is reaching out towards you. It's almost as if everything comes into heightened awareness, all of our senses as humans, but all of the senses of the creatures of the night and the plant kingdom under the moonlight. And the fact that when you go into the night, you are being explored. Something is exploring your presence, almost curious. In fact, I think in that same meditation further on, Kuan Yin did mention this, that there is a curiosity from the creatures of the night about the human presence in the night. And I guess for many of us living in suburban and city areas, we've mostly forgotten how to be within the night. We might travel through it, we might go to destinations, and there might be some outdoor events during the night. But I'm guessing there's not too many of us that simply go out into the night to be with the night, to come into its embrace, as Kuan Yin says. So let's move along. And this time from Archangel Kirael, who says, I see you. I perceive your place in this grand universe. I perceive your origins. I can pinpoint the gaseous nebulous that gave your body birth and its chemistry. And as you breathe and as you come into the movement, there is a sense of exhilaration. For somewhere within the spirit of you, you remember being part of the stars. You remember this. Before you coalesced into human body, you remember that your spirit came first into the stars and then came into birth, into the body. And the deepest, farthest recesses of your physical universe knows you, feels you, gave birth literally to the body that is yours, its components, its chemical structures, the stardust. So that's a great reminder from Kirael of how literally we are connected to the stars. And we understand this, we know it scientifically, but we don't often think of it, that the same chemistry within all of the universe is found within us. It's our point of origin when we first came into space and time in any given particular incarnation. And I like that he says, before you even came into body, you came into the stars to come into the body. So from the very moment that our soul chooses to come into a physical dimension, we become part of the stars, part of the cosmos, and part of the universe. So that's a great reminder. And Sanat Kumara touches upon this also, where he says, there are many imprints, as we have named them, that form a halo about your universe, a lodgment, we may say, of ideas, those things that forward your universe, as souls and evolved sentience, imprint upon your dimension time and again. And you yourself are scattered across the universe, the cosmos. There are parts of your spirit everywhere within your dimension, and imprints that bear your signature. Every idea, every seeding of paradigms, and every movement toward your completion is catalogued in spirit and is seeded into the universe to be carried by time. To bathe yourselves in starlight, to bathe yourselves in moonlight, is to connect with the spirit of place, the place being cosmic, and more than this, it is to connect with spirit. So he's saying something quite important there, that every time we come into a physical dimension, every time we incarnate, we leave an energetic imprint within the fabric of our dimension. And the fabric of our dimension looks like a physical universe, except, of course, I'm speaking about the energetic structures that lie behind the physicality of everything. And it's within these energetic structures that our imprints are held. And I know the masters have commented in the past that if they've had a physical lifetime on Earth, and not all of them have, but some have, they can actually retrieve their energetic imprint of that time. And it's what we do every time we come into human form. We uplift our imprint. We enhance it. We add to it. It's a work in progress. But that imprint is always with us. And it's always within the universe, within the stars, within the energy of it. And I like how at the end he speaks of bathing in the starlight, bathing in the moonlight, because it's an instantaneous connect with spirit. There has been a long history for humanity, particularly with the ancient ones, where bathing literally in waters under the moonlight was seen as very, very sacred. There's something to it. And water is a fantastic conductor of energies. So to have the starlight and the moonlight enter into the waters and reflect it upon them, and for the waters to draw the moonlight upon the surface of itself, is a very special thing, very magical. Okay, so lastly, we're going to hear from Mother Mary, and she says, I breathe upon you through the starlight, and the breath of your wind carries this to your physical being, and now you feel it, our joyous reunion. I walk toward you. It is through the stars. It is through the moonlight, as if stairs form between your earth and the sky, and I walk toward you. And the imprint of my love, scattered across time and space, from all the lifetimes I have lived in your world, begin to coalesce about me. These memories of love draw toward me. And as I continue to walk, I strengthen into this imprint that is known as Mary. And I reclaim my body of love from the human experience. You know, I find that breathtakingly beautiful. And there's an aspect of the Ascended Master Mary that is called Master of the Stars. And this aspect of her is one that is literally in the heavens. She's speaking of it in those beautiful sentences. And I know a lot of people connect with Mary. Well, I hope you've enjoyed these passages from some of the meditations that I've experienced with my temple group, outdoors sitting under the night sky. So I encourage you, if you have an opportunity and you have not already done so, to experience this for yourself. It really is quite special. Well, next, of course, I'm delighted to share with you a free meditation through the White Star Temple. I'm pleased to present to you a beautiful and expansive meditation from the Egyptian Ascended Master, Akhenaten, and it's from last year. And I've named it Perpetual, and it's a very fluid meditation, expansive, experiential, and it explores the themes of not simply the eternal in the absence of time, but being perpetual, and there is a distinction. So I do hope you enjoy it. As always, I encourage you to listen to this recording while in a meditative state of mind. And in that way, you get to more fully experience the energies that come through with the words, remembering that the spoken message is simply a carrier for the greater communication that comes through the feeling, through the energies. Well, thank you again for joining me. And I'm Soltec. All the best, and bye for now.
Greetings. Dearest ones, it It is I, your friend, Ignatan, who is with you in this moment. As you elevate your awareness, and as you find your place amongst the many in spirit, this is immediate. The mind begins to loosen its hold and finds also a place of rest and contentment. So then, deepen the breath. Stretch outward. Take a moment to become conscious of the spirit of self. To allow the sensation of body to dissipate. We sense the movement of creation, and this is tangible. You have a sensation of this. And though we may liken it to a gentle movement, there is a great power to its perpetual nature. That is to say, the conduit of that which is eternal is a powerful energy. I speak not simply of the divine breath, which is all power, but rather I speak of the resonance of eternity itself, of that which is perpetual. There is a resonance. Perhaps you sense this. It is palpable. It is more than the absence of time. It is electric, though I speak not literally. This sense of perpetual that is held within each of us and all. There is a profound sense of our own eternal existence. A sense of gratitude that never dissipates. With it, eternal joy, this you know. So that the resonance of perpetual is of itself a powerful entity held within the consciousness of the many. It brings an incredible sense of not only reassurance, but that it's not an accurate word, a sense of nourishment, well-being, anticipation. Your soul has its awareness, this you understand. And part of its awareness is the resonance of eternity. For this resonance ensures and enables and inspires the soul's expansion, its desire to create and to experience, to uncreate also. For the knowledge that is innate of the perpetual allows each of us this freedom. And just as you have the gift of time, spirit has the gift of its absence. This you know. And both gifts are equal. It is all relative. But we may say there is a great beauty to eternity. I use language for something that in truth can barely be described. So then come into the feeling. We have often spoken of the newness in all things because of this resonance. There is, however, such a thing as cycles within spirit. Elsewhere we have named this a sense of progression. And you understand the fractaling nature of not only the physical universe, dimensional universes. I say this to you, not simply for the information of it, for these things are understood by you. About you and draw into your consciousness the resonance of which I speak. So that in this moment, within your human spirit, that has mastered the art of time. You come to remember, to bathe in and be nourished by this sense of perpetual. The newness of your spirit, the newness of everything. So then feel, breathe deeply as if you were breathing in eternity itself. And all that this implies and promises. A resource that never runs out. Endless supply. Endless nourishment. How freeing this is. As you stretch outward. As you embrace the eternal self. And your sense of no beginning, no end, simply cycles. Do you know that your spirit drifts in and out of time? It is a drifting. And we have surely likened time to an ocean that ebbs and flows. Your spirit drifts into time. For you, it seems such a concrete experience, existing within time. But in truth, we may liken it to something that is fluid, graceful, and paradoxically perpetual. For there is time unending. And it is not eternity. You understand the distinction. For you, it is a length of time. And that is a good phrase. And you drift in and out of this length of time. And to the human soul, it has a dreamlike quality. So then, come into the feeling both time and its perpetual length, and also that which is eternal and is an absence of time. For you may experience both simultaneously, for you are your human spirit, but your higher spirit also. As your consciousness merges, these aspects of itself, feel the current of time moving through you. Cycles of eternity within you. It is all part of the movement, the continuum. And at the edge of your awareness, you sense also something beyond these two elements. Something far away. Neither reliant upon time and its movement, nor the resonance of perpetual. Something beyond frame of reference. Simply something beyond. Breathe. Liquefy your awareness in this moment. And become the movement. Become the flow. Conscious of the continuum. So now you sense it. That as you let go, as you come into fluidity, as you sense the movement. And are one with it. That as soon as you become pure consciousness, there forms within you an astounding stillness. Do you see? And though you are aware of movement about you, you of yourself become the center of everything in perfect stillness. One is held within the other, the movement, the non-movement. It's as if your awareness steps up a gear, so to speak. And you stand in your spirit. Fully conscious. Of all that flows through you and from you. Alert and with clarity that is so far beyond ordinary experience. Into this beingness, this is powerful for you. As if you stand 1,000 feet tall. For your pure consciousness begins to outgrow, for want of a better word, the idea of experience. The idea of conscious movement. So then, open as you are. Conscious. than you have ever been before. We shall come amongst you. We shall bring our stillness to you also. We shall be one with you.